Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighbourhood idea fixer. Welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5-minute idea fix, where we tackle life's big and small challenges in bite-sized bursts. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been on my mind lately, forgiveness. I know, it sounds like something your grandma might preach, but trust me, there's real power in letting go of resentment. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of baggage? You know, all those hurts, grudges, and disappointments from the past that just weigh you down. Well, guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. Think of it this way. Resentment is like a poison you keep drinking hoping it will hurt someone else. But the truth is, the only one getting poisoned is you. Holding onto anger and bitterness doesn't magically erase the past, it just steals your present joy. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Understand forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. It's not about saying what they did was okay, it's about acknowledging that holding on to anger is hurting you more than them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep stepping on a Lego brick, knowing it would hurt, right? Forgiveness is like removing that Lego from your path. 2. Start small. Don't expect to suddenly forgive everything overnight. Start with smaller grievances and work your way up. It might feel awkward at first, but even a little forgiveness can make a big difference. Imagine you have a small knot in your stomach from an annoyance earlier today. You can choose to keep that knot there, or you can take a deep breath, acknowledge it's there, and let it go. 3. Empathy can be your superpower. Try to understand the other person's perspective. Maybe they weren't trying to hurt you, maybe they were just going through something difficult themselves. Not saying it excuses their actions, but understanding their motivations can sometimes make it easier to forgive. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself in this process. Forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes time and effort. Don't beat yourself up if you struggle with it. Just keep practicing and be patient with yourself. You wouldn't scold a friend for tripping over, would you? Treat yourself with the same understanding and grace. 5. Celebrate your freedom. Once you let go of resentment, you'll feel lighter, freer, and more open to new experiences. Celebrate those victories. Acknowledge the courage it took to forgive and enjoy the benefits that come with letting go. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's been holding on to anger towards her sister ever since they had a huge fight years ago. She constantly replayed the argument in her mind, feeling bitterness every time. It affected their relationship, kept Sarah up at night, and even started to seep into other areas of her life. Then, she realized that this anger was just hurting her more than anyone else. She decided to take a chance on forgiveness, not because she condoned her sister's actions, but because it was the best way for her to move forward. It wasn't easy, but Sarah took small steps, writing down her feelings, talking to a therapist, and eventually reaching out to her sister. The result? Their relationship started healing, Sarah felt lighter, and she could finally focus on building positive relationships with others. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning the past, it's about choosing to move forward with your head held high. It's about reclaiming your power and stepping into a brighter future. So, are you ready to ditch that backpack of baggage? Take those first steps towards forgiveness. It might be uncomfortable at first, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to let go. And remember, keep your thoughts positive, your actions intentional, and never stop brainstorming. See you tomorrow for another Brainstorm Boost.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.